Roundup is on. April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. We will be going to calls at the bottom of the hour. Oh, maybe not. We'll see. We have a guest. Hassan Puker, a.k.a. Piker, is an Islamist, jihadist in my view. Ancestry is Turkish, just like his uncle, Sink Fatslob, whatever his name is. And among other things, he has infamously stated that we deserve 9/11. He has infamously stated that he doesn't care of those innocent people being raped on April 7th in that festival in Israel. October 7th. He didn't care. Doesn't bother him in the least. He said he has no patriotic feeling towards the United States whatsoever, and yet here he is. He's got a lot of followers, they say. I'm sure they're people of goodwill and morals and ethics. And he's a big deal in the Democrat Party. Democrats like campaigning with him. Mondani embraced him. And Sanders went on his podcast, AOC, Tlaib, and so forth. So he goes to a rally for a fellow Islamist who's running for the Democrat nomination for a Senate in Michigan. He's probably going to get it. Abdul El-Sayed. And they're at a rally. And let's take a listen. Cut 16, go.
When they tell us that there is no way for us to stand up to ICE, we don't.
Back down!
When they tell us that there is no way for us to stand up against illegal war, we don't.
That's back down!
When they tell us that we can't win a seat because we got the wrong name or we're the wrong person, we don't.
Back down!
When they tell us that our people power is not enough to take on their money power, we don't.
Back down!
We will never back down against the likes of Donald Trump or the fascism he represents, because we, the people, win when we stand up. And that is what this movement is about.
That's not what the movement's about. That's Abdul El-Sayed. He wants to be a United States Senator. And here's the sad fact. He would fit in comfortably with the Democrat Party in the United States Senate. With Bernie Sanders. With the two senators from Georgia. The two senators from Massachusetts. The two senators from Oregon. Shocking, really. Absolutely shocking. Here's Hassan Piker, and this has been the plan forever since I came into this business a couple of decades ago. Came into this business. I told you about CARE. I told you what CARE wanted to do, and they're doing it. And they're doing it. So here's this guy, Puker, a.k.a. Piker, who the Democrats love. And when we had Senator Fetterman on my show last Saturday on Fox, he specifically pointed this out as absolutely appalling and unconscionable. But this is the modern Democrat Party, you understand? And this kind of guy's also embraced by members of the woke, Reich, neo-fascist podcasters. Cut 17, go.
A battle brewing against not only the corrupt fascist forces of the Republican Party, but also against do-nothing Democrats that would rather sit there and collect paycheck after paycheck and fundraise from corporate donors that put your interests second.
Now, let's stop there. You notice how the propaganda is very populist, that all the populists sound the same, railing against the system. Now, it's one thing to rail against the establishment, that sort of, but the system is the Constitution. I'm not talking about the bureaucracy. They're really railing against our founding, our Constitution, our capitalist system. Marxists, Islamists. Marxists, Islamists. Democrat Party. Go.
Same corporations that poison your water as they sit idly by.
So what corporation poisons our water? Do you know, Mr. Producer? I don't either. Which one? Which corporation is poisoning our water? Go ahead.
Every single piece of productive output in the wealthiest nation on earth goes back to our massive military-industrial complex.
You see, this is the enemy within. To try and soften us up, destroy our superpower status. Again, you hear this from the woke right. To disunite us. This is the enemy within. Piker, Puker, Saeed. Go ahead.
Only brings about death and destruction overseas. Because remember, every single dollar that is spent on a bomb is stolen from each and every one of you.
Now, isn't that interesting? I wonder if he tells Eric on that in Turkey, his home country. Erdogan. So much of our money is spent to defend ourselves against the Islamists and the communists. And that's what he represents, the Islamists and the communists, the Marxists. We're not spending this money because we want to. We're spending this money because we have to. Because we have to. Against terrorist regimes, terrorist organizations, against the buildup of communist China. How come they never attack, verbally, Iran, Hamas, the Muslim Brotherhood, Islamic Jihad? How come they never attack communist China, or communist Cuba, or communist Nicaragua? How come they never do that? How come they come out and defend Maduro? We're dealing with elements here that are evil, that are tyrannical, and totalitarian. That's what we're dealing with. I don't care if they're the woke right or the Marxist Islamists. And I will stay here as a beacon of conservatism and Americanism and constitutionalism to my last breath until I'm forced out. Go ahead.
The dollar that they spend blowing up a school overseas instead of building schools in your neighborhood.
See how this goes? He's attacking the United States military. Wasn't there an effort to blow up a synagogue, Mr. Producer? Who did that? The Islamists. Wasn't there an effort to throw an IED? One was thrown, but it just failed. And a bunch of protesters? Who did that? Yeah, ISIS. Muslim Brotherhood, ISIS. Then they have their other elements, CARE, Students for Justice in Palestine, and on and on and on. But they use the propaganda of the Marxist. They sound like Bernie Sanders. They use the propaganda of the Marxist. Because the Islamists and the Marxists, for the purposes of overthrowing our society, are the same. For the purposes of overthrowing our society, they're the same. And they're comrades in arms. And I've written about this, and I've talked to you about it, and here it is, playing out right in front of your eyes. Cut 18, go.
your recent report on Asia and Asian-related news has been horrible? Wait, you think I'm anti-Asian politics because I think the Supreme Court decision... Wait, what are the things that I did that were anti-Asian? Is it Shine? Is it because I said the Sheen factory conditions are actually not in the way that they're representing it when they do that dumbass PR marketing? Is that what you're saying? Dude, I'm sorry. There is nothing more annoying to me than f***ing first generation, second generation, third generation Asian motherfuckers who are dogs to white people. You are literally barking for white people. Shut the f*** up. They do not give a f*** about you, dumbass.
Wow. So he's calling Asians dogs. He's attacking white people. Previously, you heard him attacking our military, attacking the president, attacking the United States. We deserve 9/11. He has no patriotic feeling toward the United States. And the Democrat Party embraces this guy. Ro Khanna, remember that jerk that I was telling you about? Was on his podcast and said he'd do it again. Bernie Sanders was on his podcast and said, folks, I don't know how else to explain this. This is real. This is real. These are effectively representatives of the Islamic Nazi regime in Iran, of Hamas, of Islamic Jihad, of the Muslim Brotherhood, of Hezbollah, of Communist China. This is the real deal. Here they are in flesh and blood. Fresh and blood. I'll be right back.
Much lovin'.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
132.
gold just had its biggest year since 1979, up 67%. 53 new all-time highs, then blew past $5,500 in January. Right now, almost every major bank on Wall Street, they're telling their clients this is the buy window before gold hits $6,000, $7,000, even $8,000. Meanwhile, silver is sitting on a structural supply deficit for the sixth straight year, meaning there's not enough silver for industrial use. Many central banks in China, Poland, Brazil, India are buying gold at record prices. Now's the time to diversify, ladies and gentlemen, with silver and gold. Call Monetary Gold today. Get your complimentary gold and silver guide, the number one requested guide in America for more than 25 years, absolutely free. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD or go to marklovesgold.com. That's 877-NOW-GOLD or marklovesgold.com. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Reason why liberals hate this show. But listen anyway. They know they're probably wrong. Mark Levin is on the radio.
We have a senator on here by the name of Lindsey Graham. You may have heard of him a little bit. Lindsey, how are you, my friend?
Good, my friend. You doing well?
Let me see. Yeah, so far so good, brother. So far so
good. Good.
I don't know. You and I are attacked a hell of a lot lately. I notice that.
I tell you what, judge us by our enemies is the way I look at it.
Yeah. That's some very weird
I'm okay
people.
With being attacked. There's some weird people, but thank God we're not two of them.
No, thank God for that. But here's the thing. Here's the thing I want to discuss this with you, seriously.
Sure.
We support defending our country against an Islamist terrorist enemy that's trying to get nuclear weapons to use against us. Why is that controversial?
Well, let me just say a couple of things. Here's the way I start meetings when I'm in South Carolina talking about it. How many of you believe the Ayatollah, if he had a nuke, would use it? Almost everybody raises their hand, and those that don't, I said, you should not be allowed to drive. Mm-hmm. When he says death to America, death to Israel, he means it, but he's dead, and so he can't do anything about it. We're deep into the bench, but be on the team over there. You got to buy into this cult of death, this radical Islamic philosophy. So when I hear that we're, you know, we got more reasonable people to deal with all due respect, if you're in the regime, you're not reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fanatic. You're a religious Nazi. Okay. If you believe they would use a bomb, are they trying to get one? How do you have 900 pounds of 60% highly enriched uranium if you don't cheat? Europe and Obama and Biden tried to control the Iranian nuclear ambitions by all these sanctions and, you know, oversight regimes. It failed. They got 900 pounds, 60% uranium that could go to 90% in 2 or 3 weeks to make 8 bombs, but Trump blew up their crap. That's why they can't go to 90. The 60% is under a bunch of stuff because Trump blew it up. Nobody else would have done it but Trump. I want to get that 60%, 900 pounds in our hands because they can make a dirty bomb out of it. One day they may come back into the enrichment business. So get that. So here we are. We've got a ceasefire. Now what's happened? President Trump is drawing red lines. He says, no enrichment. We'd be the dumbest people in the world to allow Iran ever to enrich again. You can have peaceful nuclear power without enriching. Now, what do you talk about enriching? Taking uranium up to 5% is peaceful nuclear power. 20%, you can do isotopes. Anything over 20% is weapons material. And so never enrich again. They cheat. No enrichment. Just listen to President Trump. Not one centrifuge. Period. Number two. The 900 pounds of uranium is going to be dug up and handed to us like we did in Libya with Bush 43. Number three, we're going to control their missile program and their ability to support terrorism. So President is drawing red lines. He's right to do so. I hope he'll give them an ultimatum of 2 weeks. And at the end of 2 weeks, if they had not complied with the Trump deal, we're back at it. Take Karg Island, Mr. President. If you own Karg Island, you own the Iranian regime. These guys are cheaters. They're Islamic fascists. They are religious Nazis. And me and you are not the problem. It's the friggin' Iranians who are the problem, who want to kill all the Jews and terrorize the world and create a master religion. You're not the problem. I'm not the problem. All these nut jobs who miscalculate Iran, they're the problem.
Very well put. I don't know why this is controversial. I mean, you have isolationists, and it doesn't even make
sense. Not
in South
Carolina, I tell you that.
Not in South Carolina, but you know, there are a bunch of them. Hold on now. Now they're attacking the president, saying that he's a warmonger. I'm talking about the woke Reich, R-E-I-C-H. That's how I spell it. They're attacking the president, and they're saying he's violated his campaign pledge. Let me ask you a simple question, Senator Graham. Did the president pledge that he will make sure Iran has nuclear weapons and he won't do anything about it?
For about all his life, he says Iran can't have a nuke. So here are the facts. You can have opinions all you want. You're entitled to them, but you're not entitled to change the facts. So during an effort to control the Iranian nuclear ambitions, they were negotiating. Iran bragged about having almost 900 pounds of 60% enriched uranium, which there is no peaceful purpose for that. They've been cheating all these years. When they told Trump, Trump understood in about 3 weeks they could go from 60 to 90. What did he do? He didn't wet in his pants. He didn't throw a bunch of money at him. He blew up the enrichment facilities called Midnight Hammer. To everybody listening to this program, what is the right answer when you're told, as President of the United States, that the largest state sponsor of terrorism is on the verge of having enough uranium to make 8 to 10 bombs, nuclear bombs? What do? You do what Trump did.
That's 100%. I mean, first of all, the Democrats have said they're within 2 weeks of having a nuclear weapon. Psaki has said it. Chris Murphy, by the way, I don't know how you even share a men's room with that. That guy's disgusting. You don't need to comment on it. Then you've got some of the others. Biden said it. They've all said it. And now, because Trump's president, they all deny it. What? How can they deny it when they used to say it?
Well, the bottom line is, if Trump does it, it's wrong, no matter how right it may be. This is a sick world right now. Maduro, everybody said he's a narco-terrorist. He needs to be taken. Trump took him. Everybody says, what do you do that for? Everybody said communist dictatorship in Cuba needs to go, is about to go. Everybody has been complaining about the nuclear ambitions of the Iranian regime. They've killed 45,000 people simply because they want a better life. They took a 16-year-old girl off of us because she didn't wear the headscarf right and beat her to death. Give me a friggin' break. They're the problem, not Mark, not Lindsay. These people are nuts. The Iranian people have been oppressed. We got them in a box. Let's keep them in a box. I hope we can get a peaceful solution, but I highly doubt it. I can tell you this. Trump is right. No enrichment. All the highly enriched uranium comes out of the ground into our hands. No missiles. No more terrorism. President Trump has got these guys in a spot. If they do not do their end of the deal in 2 weeks, I hope he'll take Carg Island, choke their economy to death, and go back to hitting them militarily. To those who worry about stock prices and oil prices, I get it to a point. It's tough out there now. But in World War II, nobody looked at how the war affected the stock market.
Exactly.
People rationed because they felt like their way of life was at risk. To those who don't understand, Iran with a nuke is the worst thing on the planet for decent people. You made a mistake.
All right. Hold on, Senator. We want to talk to you further after the break. Senator Lindsey Graham, we'll be right back.
At LensSeek, we know running a business takes heart, hustle, and sometimes a little help. That's why we stand with you with our exclusive AI lending platform, connecting you to over 100 funders. If you've been in business for at least 2 years with a minimum annual revenue of $500,000, you can get up to $1 million in funding in as fast as 24 hours. No collateral, no prepayment penalties, no red tape. Apply today with no cost or obligation at LensSeek.com. That's LensSeek.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Red Glove Roundup is on. April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
It's April. Time for Reading's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of 5 different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Any disease or condition.
Gluten, bringing the family together every night around the radio.
These children are in need of an education.
The Mark Levin Show. Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
We're here with Senator Lindsey Graham. Lindsey, tell us about your campaign. What's going on there in the Republican primary?
Well, I got June the 9th. I've got, I think, 6 people. 4 of them I've never heard of, seem like decent guys, and I got 2 not so good. So let me just tell you about what's going on in South Carolina. One of my opponents has a cart, his campaign spokesperson or campaign operative created a AI-generated cartoon depicting Jewish people as cockroaches. He's in the cartoon and set them on fire. He was fired from OAN for that, actually worked with Matt Gaetz. And 2 months later, one of my opponents, Paul Vance, hired the guy. I brought this up because I'm tired of this crap. I'm not going to be – we got one anti-Israel party. That's the Democratic Party. This is offensive. It's anti-Semitism to its core. And let me tell you this. When they come after the Jews, they never stop. And let me say this to our Jewish brothers and sisters. You've had all you need to take, and I've got your back, and that's why Israel's so important. What do people say in Israel? This is the only place we have to go. They're anti-Semitic. They're anti-Israel. Israel's our friend. Israel doesn't cause America problems. Israel helps keep America safe. Every dollar we send over there, they're killing people who would kill us if they could get here. Another guy called Mark Lynch has a staff member who has a photo of him putting his boot on the Talmud.
What the hell is with these people?
Well, they're anti-Semitic. And they
you got these people running all over the place. So they're so obsessed with Jew hatred, it's unbelievable.
Well, but they're, you know, how long would it somebody last in my campaign doing that crap? Like 2 seconds. What if somebody used the N-word? This idea that this is okay, it's not okay. So I'm calling these people out, and I'm going to make a big deal about this. The Republican Party is going to stamp out anti-Semitism where we find it. The Democratic Party is giving it a pass. And I know you are Jewish, obviously, your family, you're wonderful friends of mine. When I see crap like that, I think of my Jewish friends, and I'm going to stamp it out and beat the hell out of these two guys.
Well, and you take a lot of grief for this, don't you? Be perfectly honest about it.
Not really. If you're mad at me for being against anti-Semitism, screw you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you. Well, why do I care about somebody who doesn't know me, what they say on the Internet? I'm doing the right thing. I'm not the problem. The anti-Semites, the problem. I'm not the problem. The Ayatollah and, the Iranian regime's the problem. Israel's not the problem. Mark's not the problem. Lindsay's not the problem. The nut jobs or religious Nazis who would kill us all, they're the problem. President Trump, keep it up. If you don't get the deal you want, make sure Cargallon is on bus and see this thing through. And to our friends in Israel, I'll always have your back as long as I'm in the Senate.
And the thing is, Israel always has our back, too. I mean, look at Britain and France and Spain and everything, and Israel's standing right with us every step of the way, no?
They fight. They fight. They're surrounded by people who want to cut their throats. After the Holocaust, you say never again. Well, the hell they mean it in Israel. They're fighting people who would kill us if they could get here. What do we have in common with Israel? Common values and common enemies. So if you're not for Israel, then you really don't understand the world. If you're not for Israel, then you really don't understand what keeps America safe. Good allies, allies that will fight. Ukraine will fight. Israel will fight.
No, you're right. If people want to help you, where do they go?
LindseyGraham.com, $5 or $10 goes a long way. I need your help. I'm going to win this primary. I'm going to help President Trump bring order to chaos. We're going to make sure we get a good deal in Ukraine and not reward Putin. And we're going to see this thing through when it comes to the Iranian terrorist regime has survived far too long. And I'm going to stick with Trump. And he's drawing the red lines. And if you don't take this deal or run, if you don't take it on his terms, you'll regret it. To the Iranian people, hang in there, helps on the way. To Mark, you and your family, your great friends, thank you for lending your voice to this cause. We live in dangerous times where people just don't understand what the threats are. I do, you do, and we're going to talk about it, and it drives them crazy. So,
yeah, and the problem is they're wrong, we're right, and if we didn't have a president stopping it, we'd be proven right, but half the country would be gone.
Well, you always wondered, how could they get Hitler so wrong? Well, now you know. The guy wrote a book, I Want to Kill All the Jews. Well, he doesn't mean it. They've been saying death to America for 40-something years. They've got American blood. Hezbollah killed the Marines in Beirut. They've been attacking us in Iraq and Afghanistan. This regime is a cult of death. they mean what they say. To the people who don't get it, you're just like the people in the 30s that let Hitler get to be Hitler. And 50 million people later, we finally did something about it. We're not going to do that again. No. The Jewish people are not going to go through that again. And Donald Trump is not going to let that happen on his watch.
Amen. You're a good man, Lindsay. You take Amen. Care of yourself. Of course, I've endorsed you. I don't know if that helps you or hurts you, but there you go.
It helps. But where I live, it helps a lot. You're a good man. Tell your family I said, hey.
I will. God bless you. Take care of yourself. Boy, he's been smeared badly. And, you know, he's evolved, too. I mean, on the immigration issue, he's solid as a rock right now. Remember when we used to battle Lindsay on immigration, Mr. Producer? I mean, I battled him and McCain and quite frankly, Rubio and several of the others. Remember we had the Levin surge, shut down the phone system on the Capitol? Yeah, because we didn't agree with the Gang of Eight. And I forget who the other Republican was, but it was Rubio, McCain, Lindsay, and one other one. But Lindsay's become very solid on the border issue, very solid on the border issue. And he's a traditional conservative when it comes to national security. And so he comes under vicious attack. Vicious attack. Oh, Jeff Flake of Arizona, that's right. And he was chased off by the Republicans in Arizona. I think he may have switched party. I don't remember. You're right, Jeff Flake. I did battle with all these guys. But when they're right, they're right. And he's been very right about a lot of this. And I don't know why it's controversial, but I don't really care anymore. You do what's right. You do what you believe in. I haven't changed one iota. My view of national security, our honoring of the military, my view of securing the border, deporting illegal aliens, hasn't changed a bit. Not a piece. I'm not a populist. I believe in Americanism. I'm not a nationalist. I believe in republicanism, small r. These are all new ideas. Excuse me. These are all old ideas with new labels, new twists, new this and that. But you can see where it gets you. It gets you lunatics. It gets you opportunists. It gets you grifters. They don't have a common principle among them. What is the principle that Bannon has? None. What is the principle that Gates has? None. What's the principle that Rogan has? None. What's the principle that Tucker has? None. Kelly? None. They have no principles. Depends on the day. Depends on the day. I don't mind having honest disputes and discussions and so forth and so on. But they can't help it. It's the personal attacks. They get, you must be a bully. Yeah. Nobody questions me. Oh, well. Where am I, Rich? All right. Where would I be without my traffic cop buddy here? Rich, seriously. How long's it been? 23 years? How old are you now? Oh, my God. Does it seem like 23 years? Not in the least. Wow. One of the things they keep calling me online is, old man. I'm not even 70. I'm an old man. And these are guys in their 50s and women in their 50s. Wait, an old man? And they're going through a midlife crisis. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Let's be honest. Some of you are being very, very hurt by these, the costs and the cost for insurance, premiums, deductibles, most of all those damn credit cards. But whatever it is, whatever the debt is that you've got, maybe you have a good job and it's still a problem with just subsisting, right? Just making ends meet, and it's stressful. I know I've been there about, 30 years ago or so. It's horrible. So when I tell you about this, I really mean it. You got to get rid of those 20% credit cards. You got to get rid of all that debt that you're paying really confiscatory interest on. And my friends at American Financing are the best at this. I know this personally. My family knows it personally. Rich knows it personally. Rich is running around with a 2.65% mortgage. I feel like slapping you. I don't have 2.65%. You didn't even tell me you were getting that, did you? Anyway, good for him. He's smart because he went to American Finance. And they're helping homeowners tap into their equity to pay off high interest debt with mortgage rates currently in the fives. They will do the very best they can for you. They're not a machine. They're not a massive international machine. It was started by a family. They've been in existence over 25 years. They treat you right. On average, American Financing saves their customers, you know, I've told you before, about $800 a month, $10,000 a year. Imagine what you can do with that. And in your case, maybe it's more. Maybe it's more. Just call them. It takes 10 minutes to find out what you can save. 10 minutes. And there's no upfront fees, no obligations. You just talk to a salary-based mortgage consultant, and they're there now. You might, well, it's nighttime. Jump in. Here's the kicker. Start today. You can even delay two mortgage payments. American Financing is America's home for home loans. They were at the company that I used, and Rich, as I said, and my daughter and her husband, we're all very happy with it. Call American Financing today, 888-900-1828. 888-900-1828. Come on, this is a lifeline. Don't wait. 888-900-1828 or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR rates were in the fives, start at 6.196% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 888-900-1828 for details about credit costs and terms.
We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Folks, history is unfolding right before our eyes. The President of the United States has delivered an incredible, consequential first year, restoring strength at our borders, rebuilding American confidence, and putting this country back on a path of common sense and constitutional principles. I believe our system was never meant to rest on one leader. It depends on millions of informed, engaged citizens who are willing to stand up for faith, family, and freedom. There's more work to be done, and that's where we come in. I want you to join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Unlike other senior organizations, AMAC is built around the values we hold dear. Members receive trusted news, the outstanding AMAC magazine, money-saving discounts on travel and insurance, and a heck of a lot more. And get this, right now you can join for 5 years, 5 years for just $47. Go to amac.us/Levin. That's amac.us/Levin. And join the Association of Mature American Citizens today and be part of the solution.
So far,
we got more about Mark Levin by going to his website. It's MarkLevinShow.com.
You know, I've been working with our friends at Pure Talk for 6 years. They're fantastic. I wanted to work with a wireless company that represents all of our values. Pure Talk is the perfect business, perfect company. It's veteran-led, so helping veterans is their North Star. They've donated over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership. That's a fantastic group. It's on the front lines of helping to prevent veteran suicide. Pure Talk's creating American jobs with only a U.S.-only workforce. They're based in America, and that's that. I mean, they really do check off all the boxes here. And then there's this, which is important, too. They're a lot cheaper. They're a lot less expensive than the big three. Now, they could send jobs overseas like other companies and save a lot of money doing that, but they're committed to delivering the best experience possible for their customers in the United States with the United States. I love Pure Talk service. They give you the same tower, same network, same 5G coverage as one of those big guys, but for a fraction of the price. So you save a lot of money with a patriotic company founded by a veteran based in America that hires only American employees and outcompetes AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. What's better than that? This is the American dream. And I choose to do business with a company that shares our values, helping support veterans every single day, creates American jobs, and gives you a break. How about you folks? There's no reason to wait. Dial #250, say Mark Levin, switch to Pure Talk this evening. Do it immediately. That's #250, say Mark Levin, switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk. Again, that's #250 and say Mark Levin. Honestly, it's a fantastic deal with a fantastic American company, and you're going to have fantastic service. Let's go to Bill, Phillipsburg, New Jersey, on XM Satellite. Go right ahead.
Hey, Mark. Thank you for the opportunity. How you
yes,
doing?
Yes, sir. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. A lot of clues I think that we can do is, first off, you can't trust these guys. It has to be unconditional surrender, or they'll still mess up, because the more time they have, the more bad things they have to plan. Simple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That being said, we got the CIA. They'll find a way. Go in there, clean up house. And then, after that, we have a good bunch of practices from the Second World War. There's a lot of commonality between the Nazis, of course, and the Islamists. And they've joined together with the hyphen. And you just go in there, and you have to do that. Now, you need allies to do that. So mm-hmm. starting with the United Arab Emirates, easy for you to say, we can get them to mm-hmm. police them in some case. I mean, and we can't listen to the noise from the states. We have to start dealing with some of these radicals, too, because mm-hmm. they're saying stuff that's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my point.
And we actually have this one guy, Jake Sherman, I think his name is, if I remember correctly. He's out there threatening senators and everything. How do you get away with that? How do you get away with that?
Get cash on it. And, you know, it's illegal. And I know that we have judges that will undo a lot of our stuff, but at least we got to go through the motions. And at least
all right, my friend. Let me grab another caller if I can fit them in. Do I have time, Rich? Let's go to Blake. Thank you, sir. Tyler, Texas, KTBB. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thank you for taking my call. I'd just like to tell you that I agree with the other caller. I don't think Iran has figured it out that they had to surrender and not be telling Trump what he had to do to get the peace. They want to sit there and they say, okay, we're going to go ahead and, you know, we'll stop warring with you, but Lebanon with our Hezbollah proxy fighters that have destroyed that country and are attacking Israel right now, well, that's not in the cards. And they're going to tell us that. And then they're going to say, well, we want $1 tribute per barrel of oil to go through that Gulf. Now, who are we supposed to do? Are we the ones that are supposed to keep track of all that for them? And then is it $1 today and $2 tomorrow and $20 next week? And they just gradually just... You know, what are they trying to do? Rope us with the old
and they're in no position. They're in no position to be telling us crap. So we got to make sure we're not sucked into this. I know the president won't be, but we got to make sure. Now, you know, this ceasefire doesn't turn into something else. That's all. All right, my friend, let's move quickly. Bill, Phillipsburg, New Jersey. Did I already do Bill? I meant Robert, Santa Clara, California, KSFO. Sorry.
Thanks, Mark. You know, you were mentioning Spanberger earlier, and we're looking at Mondani. They're evoking 50% wealth taxes and estate taxes. I was thinking about, you know, the Madisonian tradition of eminent domain takings. I think estate tax is almost, you should be fairly compensated for what they take from you, ultimately, but we're...
Yeah, the problem is that's federal law. That's the federal constitution.
The DSA, though, is who we have to watch out. They're the enemy. If you are an immigrant here, you want to own a home? You want to have a normal economy to work, you know, yourself up and pick yourself up and make something out of your life? Everybody in the country really needs to realize these people are confiscatory. It's the dirty word, like you say. And we need to avoid ever voting for them. Ever. And the DeSantis and Trump, they're on our side. People think that these people are out to confiscate our property. We've got to stop them. And that's on the home front. And I'm all for what Trump's doing in Iran. And let me say one more thing. If there was an October 7th underneath Trump, he would have joined and helped Netanyahu and not like Biden and just left him to...
No, you're right. You're right. Thank you for your call. Great callers tonight. I appreciate y'all. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, ICE, our truckers, men and women in uniform, all of you, President of the United States and his people, and you, the American people, red-blooded Yanks. God bless each and every one of you. I'll see you tomorrow. And by the way, check out Liberty's Voice.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munster to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Get off those booths. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
When customers walk into your business, the feeling they get matters. Fresh, clean paint tells them they're in the right place. Eagle Eye Painting helps offices, shops, and restaurants feel welcoming and professional. We work around your hours, keep things neat, and finish on schedule with clear communication the whole way. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to work with you in English or Spanish. Give your business the fresh look it deserves. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for a friendly, no-pressure estimate. That's 530-410 or visit 530painter.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.